The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Beth Foster, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham.
Yay, David!
Good morning!
Morning, Beth. Good morning, Rob. I love the introduction.
Hey,
we're so happy to have you on.
We're excited,
per usual.
He's our tech guy. He's the guy that's here to help.
I know, he gets us right.
All right, so we're going to talk about cell phone access, and you're telling us that soon cell phone access will no longer be limited by location, because that's true, right? When you travel, you can't use your cell phone necessarily all around the world, right? Is that how it works now?
Exactly. And also, I'm not sure if you experience this very often, but I do traveling locally. There's many dead spots throughout the South Shore.
There are. I have noticed that.
Yeah, he's chatting with somebody, and all of a sudden the line drops. But you're still talking, but no one's on the other end.
No,
I know, or else I'm, like, lost in the backwoods of Route 3 southbound, and my GPS goes out, and I'm like, where am I? And then I can't call Rob.
Oh, boy. She's missing somewhere. Well, okay, so you're not necessarily in connection with a tower all the time, but maybe things are going to change, David, or explain it.
Yeah, there's a company called AST Smart Mobile that's trying to change this. Now, they're a Texas-based innovator launching the first space-based cellular broadband network. So it's pretty cool, pretty interesting. As a matter of fact, the satellites that they're sending up right now are about the size of a half of a football field.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to see a photo of that.
So you can with some of the links we have there. You see what they look like. So they've been working on the satellites to help worldwide carriers serve their users in cellular dead zones, which is what we always have problems with. And now they're developing a new unit that will be going up that's going to be 24,000 square feet, about the size of a single-family home.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It really is.
Yeah.
And they've already contracted with many of the cellular providers around the U.S., and hopefully this will help us clean up some of the dead areas that we do still experience.
Okay, so I see in your article that major telecommunication companies have invested in AST Smart Mobile. That's AT&T, that's Verizon, that's Google. My question is, this might sound, I feel like I might not be tech savvy, but the satellites going around the earth, how does that provide cell service to people in America constantly if it's rotating? Do you know what I mean?
It's going to be based on the number of satellites that are actually in space rotating around the earth.
Okay.
As a comparison, let's look at Starlink, which is Elon Musk's space exploration technologies.
Mm-hmm.
They have currently 6,764 satellites providing internet to over 100 countries.
Wow.
Going around the world right now. And the goal, Musk's goal, is to have between 12,000 and 34,000 satellites within the next 10 years. Now, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to need traffic signals up there for all these
satellites. I was going to say, how much stuff is up there now?
I know.
I mean, because, as you know, it takes a while for it to go away, some of it, and some of it just stays up there as junk, right?
There's a ton of trash up there.
Yeah, and well, this isn't going to be trash, but then again, we need to think about how quickly technology moves. How soon will these need to be replaced with something newer, greater, bigger, faster?
Yeah.
And then what happens to the ones that are there? Do we blow them up in space, or do we land them somewhere? With Musk, you can land them now because the market's come back down. But
that's
who knows?
True. Yeah, that's true. A controlled descent.
Oh,
we're going to have
a
controlled descent.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, he could do that, but you're right.
Because
otherwise, remember before, like, they just bring the stuff down and they say, well, you know, we'll just hopefully it'll go in the ocean.
But hopefully it won't hit us.
Yeah, hopefully it won't go in someone's house. So now with these satellites, David, so this would make it so that, as you're saying, you would be no dead zone, but also that would that take away the problem about traveling to other countries too, or?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
So right now Starlink is doing that. Initially the AST Smart Mobile will be just for the U.S., but you know they're working with other countries to try to get this moved to everybody. And then I'm sure there's Verizon and Verizon offshoots and AT&T offshoots in other countries as well. So It's going to be a long-range plan.
Yeah.
But it's happening really fast right now.
So do you think that out-of-network charges will still be a thing if we have all these satellites that can pick up where, you know, our terrestrial towers aren't going?
Well, some people who are using these initially were finding that it's a little bit more expensive than the cellular or the internet that we have right now, looking around $50 a month.
Gotcha.
But if it's for worldwide coverage, do you not? Then that's something that you're probably going to invest in.
Yes, wow. Definitely. That might be cheaper than the roaming charges, too,
exactly.
If you just get that plan. Because the roaming charges are a little bit exorbitant.
Now, with this impact, David, in the long run, cell phone towers, are they still as valuable? Is this just an added feature, or this possibly take the place of cell phone towers?
I think this is the next iteration of the next technology, Rob. I think the cell phone tower is going to be going by the wayside.
Wow.
Maybe they'll become AM, FM broadcast towers instead.
Okay.
All those little cell towers. Wow, this is crazy. I mean, I do have to wonder how much stuff we can put
in orbit.
In the orbit, yeah.
Well, I mean,
you know, if we rely, and then also if all our cell phones rely on all these satellites circling around the Earth and we just keep throwing more satellites up there, I mean, are they going to plan B of the terrestrial towers?
Well, you didn't need a backup because someone could take down those satellites.
Right, easily. Or hack them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, are these satellites more susceptible to hacking too?
Well, I'm not sure the satellites would be, but perhaps the control towers that are actually controlling and monitoring them would be. They're connected to us somewhere on this planet, and because that's a connected device or a computer or a server farm or whatever it might be, they're just as liable to be visited by cyber criminals as we are.
Right, and that's a lot of, I mean, that will definitely compromise a large part of the population if you could hack that. But on a good side, you can see the Starlink satellite. That is Elon Musk's satellite. They're present in our sky through December 6th, right?
Exactly. So one of the best times, or probably the best time to see it based on the weather, going to be this evening, 5:30 p.m., you'll see Starlink going overhead, west to southwest.
Cute.
Nice.
It looks like a big line of lights.
Yeah, that's so cute. Not a UFO. It's just Elon Musk.
Just Elon Musk, and you can you can do an Elon Musk jump for joy if you so desire. Now, David, people can find the links and read all of this information up on the latest blog, right?
Absolutely. xsmartit.com. Click on my blog link.
xsmartit.com. David Snell with our Tech Talk segment. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye, David. Thank you.
xsmartit.com.
Boom, boom.